the man retiring from Virginia Preps, at least on a regular basis, Tom Garrett. We have decided to call you, Tom, Virginia Preps reporter emeritus.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually had told them back in March or February, whenever it was, decided I was going to step down from day to day, that I would, my new title would be editor emeritus. And I don't remember if I ever got any agreement on that, but I'm sort of unilaterally declaring myself editor emeritus. So there you go.
There you go. Well, we're in agreement then. It's all good. Hey, Tom, we just wanted to have you on today to just let you know how much we've appreciated your contributions to high school football. And we know you're still going to be doing things now and then, but in terms of a regular basis, you're kind of stepping away. So we just want you to know how much we've appreciated your contributions to high school football on Virginia Preps and with us here on Sports Radio 910, and how much we're going to miss you doing all our homework for us, especially
well,
as well.
I certainly appreciate that. It means a lot coming from you guys, because you obviously do such a great job with your coverage on Friday nights, from everything from the actual games themselves to the scoreboard show. And I'm always happy to come on and take a victory lap anytime you guys would like to have me on. I don't know if I'm going to be covering any games. We've talked about this off the air, but I if I do go to a game, I'll certainly let you guys know and be happy to be your correspondent in the field for that particular week.
That'd be great. Can you just talk to a little bit in a public forum here about your decision and the reasons for you walking away at this time?
Well, just briefly, I mean, this is all kind of, I'm sure how interesting this is to other people, but I'll just say, I just felt like at this point in my life, I had kind of done everything that I could possibly do with this format, with this subject matter. And I think that, you know, I had sort of been there mentally, emotionally for a couple of years, and the realignment, while certainly wasn't the deciding factor, it was, as I said in my farewell column, it was kind of a tap on the shoulder that, like, hey, you are identified as associated with this thing that no longer exists as of 2013. So I thought, well, that's kind of a sign. It probably is time to move on. So, you know, I have other outlets for my writing now. And, again, the thing about Virginia Preps, as much as it meant to me and as much as I thank Zirkle and other people I've worked with there, Rod Johnson, et cetera, there are only so many ways I can write a Team A beats Team B 21-14 story, and I probably had reached that point about 5 years ago. And so that was kind of what fueled it. I still enjoy high school football, but I don't think that I enjoy it enough to spend 100 hours over 2 or 3 weeks in late July, early August writing previews about teams. That part of it has gone. So.
Have you been enjoying your free time this August?
I've told everybody who will listen, it is a strange feeling on an August weekend to go out, cut the grass, run a couple errands, and realize I've got the rest of the weekend to do whatever I want. And every year for the last 12 to 15 has been, I get a couple errands run, and it's like, okay, I'm going to be in front of my laptop for the next 10 hours today and 10 more tomorrow, and that's kind of the way it works. But it's nice. I'm not going to pretend like I have mixed feelings about it, because I really don't. I think it was the right decision, and it was a good move for me professionally and personally.
Just share with us a little bit, just 4 or 5 times where you were happy about where you were and you were glad that you got the opportunity. I think that's one of the things that I like the best about this job is – you can. There's some angles that you get to see that a lot of people don't, and just share a couple of those memories, the things that were right off the top of your head, Tom.
Well, I'll tell you, the best game that I've ever seen live in high school football, without question, this is the first thing that comes to mind, was that Meadowbrook versus Hampton State semifinal back in 2004, when Meadowbrook eventually went on to win the state championship. I watched that game again about a month ago on just the game film of it from the broadcast he did down east. I was getting ready to send Troy Taylor a DVD of it, and I watched it, and I just remember that it was as exciting. Some things don't kind of your memory sugarcoats it or embellishes, but that was as exciting as I remembered at the time, and that was just such a phenomenal effort and really made me proud as a Central Region fan to be able to see that kind of game. And then there have been others. One that I talked about in that farewell column was, I think for me, in terms of just a personal highlight for the site, the day that I kind of knew we had arrived and we were legitimate, et cetera, the first year that we got credentialed by the VHSL to cover the state championship game, which was, or games, I guess, at the time, I think was 2003, the year that Hopewell won the championship. And that was at the University of Richmond. I just remember being up in the press box with, you know, I certainly talked to you, Coach Chris. I remember that on that day. But I've just been up there with a couple of Virginia Preps guys and thinking to myself, this is no longer me pretending to be someone who covers sports. I mean, this is now a real thing. And I remember that being a big deal to me at the time. And as I said in the column, though, the fact that that pinnacle was 10 years ago probably was another sign that it was time to move on. But I feel great that I got the chance to see so many great athletes. I mean, Curtis Grant, Victor Harris, you know, Yaki Johnson, Paul Robertson, a lot. I mean, that, just to name a couple, Lee Bujkowski, Sam Rogers. The list goes on and on. And, of course, for me, I talk to you guys about football, but I'm a big baseball guy, too. And baseball is something that really – football is my favorite sport. Baseball was my first love growing up. I just didn't have any talent for it, and so I kind of gravitated towards football. But just going to see Central Region baseball games has been something that I've done – since I was literally 5 years old, and that has always been a big deal to me. And that, you know, it was a little bit emotional, I'll tell you. I mean, I didn't, you know, break down or anything, but just watching that final Central Region baseball tournament this past spring, I just kind of was sitting in that press box at RFMP reflecting on the fact that this has really been a part of my entire life, and not only was it not going to be a part of my life going forward, but it was not going to exist in this form anymore. And there was a little bit of melancholy at that point, but I've been very fortunate to have had a forum and an outlet for writing from the time that I was in college. I mean, that was a lucky thing. And I think, again, Zirkle Blakey for giving me that opportunity, but it's been a privilege to work with the journalists and with the players and coaches that I've been able to over the last 15 years.
Before we let you go, Tom, give a quick plug where your blog is, where people can check out the writing that you're doing these days.
Well, I'm going to be in a bunch of places. And, of course, you know, Virginia Press will be one occasionally. But my primary writing is going to be found at a blog called theaxisofego.com, which at the time I picked that name, I thought it was pretty clever. And since then, I thought to myself, why didn't I just make it TomGarrett.com? But anyway, theaxisofego.com is the site. That's also my Twitter handle and my personal account. And, of course, I'll still be retweeting scores and following it a little bit during Friday nights this fall over at CR Tom Garrett, which is my Central Region High School Twitter account. So thank you guys for everything. You guys have been terrific all the years that I've worked with you, and I'm sure our paths will cross again, possibly even this year when I go to a game or two.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate everything, and it's always great to have you on. And happy trails, my friend.
Thanks so much. Same to you guys. Good luck this year.
Okay, that's Tom Garrett.